been so keen the whole of my life with all historical facts that have happened at one time and another in my life. In my high school times, I remember how I used to enjoy history in the whole subjects that I did. And as I've grown up, I found myself loving every movie or cinema that has some historical facts in it. I have a special preference for those dramatized movies. In these few days, just as I was preparing for Christmas, I happened to come across one of these dramas that I love. Terry George, who is a famed director of the movie Hotel Rwanda, a story that is depicted and that shows the evils of tribalism and the very inept response from the entire world that led to the murder of thousands of Hutus and Tutsi in Rwanda. Very recent, I think in the month of September, he has directed another drama, The Promise, premiered in Canada in September, and is due to be released from next year, April 2017. Worth noting in this are the two starring performers, one by the name Christian Bale, acting as Michael, and Oscar Isaac, acting as Chris. And the story goes like this. Michael was born in Armenia, and he was a medical student. He promises himself to a very rich woman in the village because he was poor, and he needed about 400 gold coins to enable him to travel to Constantinople to do his studies. When he got there, he found Chris. At that time, Chris was working with the Associated Press, and he was the son of a very powerful army general. They grew fond of each other, and they used to meet in the pub to enjoy the usual chit-chat that we do have whenever we meet with our friends. In one of these meetings, Chris went with his friend, Anna. Fortunately or unfortunately, Anna was born in Armenia, but she was raised in Paris. And fate would have it that as they continued meeting, they fell in love with Michael. And this is where the drama unfolds. And to cut this long story short, having been set in the Turkish Empire, the Ottoman Empire by then, and just before the Armenian genocide started, Michael was able to escape from the military enlistment because he was a medical student. But when the purge of the genocide starts, he feels the obligation to stand with his people back in the village. And so he sneaks off and goes back to the village. But he finds the wife that he had promised himself to, and they escape together to a wooden cabin in the forest. Unfortunately, the wife has some complications with her pregnancy, and they have to go back to the village. By this time, the rebels are advancing onto their village, and they are attacked. But Michael hears Chris and Anna, together with the Red Cross team, are just in the next village. And so he decides, I'll go and join them and tell them what is happening to my village, and maybe they could help us. So Michael, Chris, Anna, and all the other people were within the Red Cross team, head back towards the village. By the time they get back, the village has been attacked. So many people have been killed, and they have nothing else apart to fight back as they retreat towards the beach. And now here, things get nasty. Michael finds himself torn between the wife from the village where he had endeared himself to, and Anna, who suddenly turned up to help him and the rest of his people. Your guess is as good as mine on what happens. The promise of Jesus Christ mirrors the same to us this evening. The angel Gabriel promised Mary that she would be pregnant of the Holy Spirit, to which Mary agreed, either due to fear or shock. And who wouldn't be afraid of seeing and meeting the angels? And don't ask me how it happened. It's just as controversial as the Immaculate Conception is. And more complicated, if you come from the culture where I come from, if you ever have to dream with angels in my culture, it's a good message being given to you to start saying goodbye to the people of this world. However, Joseph was troubled by this. And honestly, being in his position, I would freak out. Not to even touch that which God has used. But again, the angel reassures him, in order to overcome the cultural shame of the time, as sexual purity before marriage was highly treasurable. There's always a big challenge when we strive to keep a promise that we have made. Mary had to endure the migration from her town, as the story has been read to us this evening. But in the most unusual circumstance, not in the comfort of the modern today ambulance, well-conditioned and attended by paramedics, but at the back of a donkey, 9 months expectant, rough terrain. What a bumpy ride she did have. She didn't deliver at the comfort of our own Lewisham Hospital, Queen Mary, and all the other hospitals, but on a manger, courtesy of the senses and the very humane innkeeper who took them in. And having been in that kind of a situation not very far when our son was born, I've always been eager to know who the midwife was in this part of the story. Apart from the animals prying with their eyes and the various sounds that they always produce, I hope that was enough to drown the gaps and the gasps and the moan that Mary had and soothe her. The Jews were waiting for the promised Savior to liberate them from the cruel hand of the Romans. But when the king heard from the three wise men that Jesus has been born, he felt threatened and he sought to murder the Prince of Peace. Indeed, this was treason. How would a king be born when there was already another one at the throne. And I totally understand the despair with the Jews when Jesus clearly showed no interest in the politics of the day. He was on a different mission to bring God's promise of salvation to the entire world, not only to the Jews. Brothers and sisters, this evening, don't our lives depict the same at the moment? Sometimes we find ourselves in the personal challenge of trying to keep the promises that we make to ourselves, to our family, to our spouses, to our friends, to our children. Simple promises as even buying Christmas gifts in this difficult economy. In a time of diminishing investments in social care and the threat of the rising cost of living in food, council tax, and worse still, the many challenges that we are facing. Just as I was preparing to come here today and this evening, and when I heard of the various industrious disputes that are coming up over this Christmas time, from the post office, from the trains, from the BA, notwithstanding the unprecedented challenges from the Brexit, religious division, and other social polarization at this time of Christmas, we could be desolate. We could be fearful of even the very future that God has promised us through his Son. I could not know what your promise for such a time is. But whatever it is, the Christmas promise is here. The Prince of Peace is with us. The assurance that everything will be all right in due time is here. Because even when we worry, we cannot add not even a single day to our end. As Christians, our belief that God is powerful and a keeper of promises is our strength. We have a duty to our fellow humanity, to the creation, and to everyone else to save, restore, and be a fulfillment of God's promise in this Christmas festivity. If God was so kind to keep his promise by sending a Savior for us, the humanity, then we must be careful to keep the same promise to the entire world. May the Lord God help us this Christmas season to make the promise of Christmas felt in the entire world. Amen.